You are listening to a divine service.
Or a lecture.
Or a sermon.
Or a performance.
Or a podcast.
Or something else.
From St. Vladimir Orthodox Church.
Join us soon in person.
Just Google St. Vladimir Ann Arbor.
On our website, you will find our full schedule of services.
And a lot more.
Find us on Facebook.
Or on Vkontakte. Yeah.
Or follow us on Twitter.
Subscribe to our YouTube channel.
But most importantly,
please know that you are always welcome at St. Vladimir's.
Enjoy this audio presentation of St. Vladimir's Church, and please join us in person soon.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, dear brothers and sisters in Christ, this particular sermon is to give the opportunity to cut the bread. You can't give it to you if you don't cut it, so it's an opportunity to say a few more words to sort of add to the Metropolitan Sermon. I'd like to point out that this gospel reading that we heard today is one that should be very familiar to us, this gospel reading of Thomas. Not because we are reading the gospel regularly at home. God willing, that is true. But because this gospel reading is read every 11 weeks in the church on Saturday nights at the Sunday Matins, the preparation for Sunday. In the Greek tradition, the Matins is really in the morning, but incredibly abbreviated. We do it in the evening and try to do most of it. At each of the Resurrectional Matins services, there are 11 different Gospels that are read. They are rotated in an 11-week cycle. This particular one is read with all the others once every 11 weeks. Now, if you are not familiar with this Gospel, that means that you don't go to vigil too much. Or you go 10 weeks and take 1 week off, which is always that week, but that's unlikely. So let's just make the sake of argument that perhaps you don't go to vigil all that often. It's our spiritual responsibility to be in church on Sunday, the Lord's Day, to celebrate the Lord's resurrection, as we do every Sunday, with all of the other believers. But to just ignore the evening services is spiritually very unhealthy. And maybe put it another way, it's very spiritually healthy to attend the evening services. Now, in our society, we sort of take a break on Sunday morning. That's less and less true, but still, more or less, the society takes a break on Sunday morning, and it's pretty easy for us to come to church on Sunday morning, more or less. Some people work, that's true, but it's not by any means the majority of our population. Saturday night is pretty much the same, if you're honest. But there are other more important things that people want to do. There's sporting events, which are great, and there are television programs, which, I mean, maybe they're edifying, I don't know. There are other things that we want to do on Saturday night. I think we really have to challenge ourselves, brothers and sisters, to treat Saturday night like we treat Sunday morning. Not to treat Sunday morning like we treat Saturday night, the other way around. To sort of have the expectation of ourselves that we would be in church on Saturday evening. Why? It always comes down to math, as I'm sure our choir directors tell us. It always comes down to math. In the Divine Liturgy, there are just a few parts of the service that change every week. Just a couple, maybe 15%, let's say. Whereas the evening service, maybe 75% of that service changes every week. Why does that matter to us? Each week we are learning something new, something different, something important for ourselves. If we get to the point where we have memorized the entire 8-tone cycle of services on Saturday night, then come to me. Maybe we can say, maybe you don't need to go next week to the Saturday vigil. Until we get to that point, I think we really have to challenge ourselves. So brothers and sisters, we read this gospel today because it's the logical continuation of the resurrection, right? On the eighth day, the Lord appeared to the disciples. Today's the eighth day. Remember, everything gets counted. The day that happens is one. And there is this interaction with Thomas. And important things happen there. We're not going to go into all of those important things because you're going to hear this gospel every 11 weeks going forward, since I know that you'll be in church on Saturday night. As a parish, we do okay in this regard, but we could do better. And some of us could do a lot better. It's important, brothers and sisters, that we challenge ourselves and that the priests challenge the community. Right? If I never challenge you, I'm not doing my job. So here's a challenge. Treat Saturday night like Sunday morning. We miss a Sunday once in a while, and we could miss a Saturday once in a while. But more or less, we should be in church on Sunday, and more or less, we should be in church on Saturday night. And if you do that, brothers and sisters, your spiritual life is going to be much better. You are going to grow spiritually. You are going to grow nearer to the Lord, and it will be for your salvation. May the Lord grant this to all of us. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this audio production of St. Vladimir Orthodox Church in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Please join us in person soon. To learn more about our parish, please visit our website, stva2.org. That's S as in Sam, T as in Tom, V as in Victor, A as in Apple, the number 2.org. See you soon at St. Vladimir's.